Hello.
Hey, Mr. Gray, this is Sean with Legacy Insurance Group. How do you do this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Sean?
Doing good, Rodney. I assume Rochelle told you I'd be giving you a call.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I assume Rochelle managed your expectations and let you know I'd be calling.
Yep.
All righty. You and I have not spoken previously.
Okay.
She's been a client of our agency for a few years. And I understand the two of you were recently wed, right?
That's correct.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And congratulations on this new property. So I'm looking at some photos online.
Okay.
Very impressed with what I see and what I could understand. Rochelle had mentioned that you are looking at an early June settlement date. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. And what prompted you to buy in this part of Maryland?
I have another house there.
You have another house there. Okay. That other property, are you going to turn that into an investment property, or are you going to be selling
yes.
that?
It's going to be a rental.
Okay. And then you and Rochelle are going to be occupying this as the primary.
That is correct.
Okay. Awesome. Well, Rodney, tell me where we are in the buying process. You guys already passed the point of inspection, got the appraisal
yes.
done.
Appraisal has been scheduled. I just don't know when.
All right. So
loan is approved. So we're just waiting for people to do what they do with some of the paperwork.
All of this is original. The house is only 6 years old, so.
Correct.
No major updates have been made to the property.
That is correct.
What's the part of the house you enjoy the most or are looking forward to enjoying the most?
The size of it.
It's a dream home.
I mean, it's spacious and it has a backyard for my dog, so that's the most important thing for me.
Okay. Sounds like your dog is important to you.
They are, yeah.
What types of dogs are they?
I've got Border Bills and a Malinois.
You like to do any entertaining?
I'm not much of a social person.
You gotta put that wet bar to use in that back patio.
Well, I there certainly like the grill, so I'm sure that I'll be spending the bulk of my time in the summertime on a grill.
There you go.
So,
okay. So what's most important to you going into this new purchase?
Sorry?
I said what's most important to you with this new purchase? I mean, obviously you've owned houses before. Has there been any unfortunate events that you've experienced as far as having claims that were out of your control?
No. I mean, I've been very successful when it comes to lack of incidences. I guess that risk and probability has been in my favor. So I haven't had much risk, and I've been fortunate enough to not probability of something happening has been quite low, so
I would say so. Now, you strike me as a very intelligent man with the two dogs and now this venture as a landlord. You have yourself a personal umbrella policy that, if there was a liability related claim that exceeds your policy limits, you have some backup protection in place.
I do.
When's the last time you reevaluated that plan?
Yesterday,
okay. So that's the sort of thing that as your net worth increases, maybe you consider upping the coverage from $2 million to $3 million, $3 million to $4 million. I mean, whatever makes sense for your financial situation.
That makes sense.
At this moment, if you lost everything, what would it make sense to insure as far as maximum coverage on the umbrella? what's the most that somebody could get from you if they succeeded in taking you to court?
Are you asking me what my umbrella policy goes into?
I'm asking, worst case scenario, if your net worth were compromised, what does it make sense for us to protect?
Okay, so I'm a little confused, but probably about 3.5.
Okay. And so with the contents of this house, you know, a lot of coverage for personal property covers regular items. Is there anything in the home that would be considered higher value? Jewelry, antiques, artwork?
If you were looking at what I need to be covered for jewelry, it's probably up to 15,000.
15,000.
Yep.
You have any recent appraisals or deals of sale for those pieces? And those are just wedding bands, engagement rings, things like that?
Yep.
Now, I also assume that you have some sort of plan in place for security systems. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
That ADT system.
ADT.
Yep.
Already planning on activating it upon closing?
That's correct.
Now, is that the central dispatch, the one that would notify the police department if, you know, there was something that tripped a sensor and you weren't home? Or do they contact you?
They contact the police.
Okay. You're a USAA guy.
I am.
Okay. What branch did you serve in?
I served in the Air Force and I served in the Army.
Thank you for your service. Still in the service or
no, I
civilian?
Retired. No, I retired years ago.
The entire structure of the house is a combination of vinyl and brick.
Vinyl, brick, and stone.
Okay. And there's a little mix-up. Online, it's being advertised as 5.5 bathrooms. On the county records, it's shown 4.5.
Let's see. One, two, three, four. Yeah, it's 5.5.
5.5. What's your risk tolerance, being that you've been pretty successful evading claims? Are you the type that likes to retain a little bit of a higher deductible, or even a little bit more conservative in that area?
I'm thinking probably. Probably 5,000 deductible.
That's not uncommon for a property of this size. I mean, something did happen to it, which would be unlikely given how recently it was built. A lot of small claims would just be handled outside of insurance.
Right.
Do you have a separate jewelry rider, or would it make more sense to have that included within the home insurance? This, of course, would be scheduled separately, not subject to a $5,000 deductible. It would just be zero, cost you zero, insure the jewelry.
All right.
And then also my question for you, Rodney, is knowing that there's potential discounts of upwards of 40% packaging together cars and homeowners, how do you feel about that?
I need to see what this quote is first.
And I have several options I can show you. So the purpose of this phone call was just to get to know you a little bit better, find out what's important to you.
I understand.
And I know we still have a few weeks to closing, but I'm just sourcing information now.
Yeah.
But if I can get your email.
If you want to give me a quote on the automobile, that's fine. But, I guess I'm open to seeing at least what you got.
Okay. Besides yourself and Rochelle, who else would be on that auto plan, or who else would be living in the household with you?
We'll be only two on the auto plan.
Just you two. Okay. I know she had a daughter or two that lives close by.
That's correct. She's in college.
Okay. And then is Crystal, is that your daughter?
No. That's my ex.
That's your ex. Okay. So she's out of the picture.
Completely.
And completely. Okay. And Anaya, she's doing her own thing away at college. Got her own vehicle there.
That's correct.
All right. Thanks, Rodney. You've been great participating thus far. I've got Rochelle's license number. I just need you to provide yours. And then what I think I'll do is I'll record a little video proposal for you this evening. Make sure you and her get some information. And I also need just an introduction to your loan officer, one that's handling the loan for you.
Okay.
She gave me your email as Rodney_Gray96@Yahoo.
That is correct. Hold on. Okay. License number. You ready to copy?
Yes, sir. I'm ready. And military alphabet's fine for me.
Okay. M as in Mike, D as in David, dash 1027-201-1357.
Just want to make sure I have all information accurate. There's a Toyota Highlander, a Lexus, and a Corolla. Are those the three that you have in the household?
That's correct.
One for each garage, right?
Maybe.
Okay. Which car do you drive most often?
I drive the Highlander.
And Rochelle, she's driving Lexus?
That is correct.
And then the two of you mostly work from home, or is there a commute?
There is a commute.
About how many miles each way for the two of you?
I do somewhere between 5,000 and 7,000 miles a year on both vehicles.
Must not be a very far commute.
Not.
Yeah, it's another perk. And the Corolla, is that just a spare car?
It is. It's for these times when gas is $5 a gallon.
Yeah. Although I would imagine even though the Highlander is a larger size, that probably still gets pretty good gas.
It does. Just doesn't take as much to fill up the Corolla as it does the Highlander.
That's true. I think everybody should have, you know, a larger car for more comfier long-term rides, but also smaller car for getting better gas mileage. Okay, and so, Rochelle, you said 7,000 miles for you. About how many miles would she drive?
Probably about 7,000 or 8,000.
All right. Ronnie, I think the next steps here would be, I don't believe you have my email address. I'm going to send you an email.
Okay.
And then we'll just need an introduction to your loan officer. Loan officer would have all the details about mortgage clause, loan number, all the details that they will specifically need for closing to relate to the title company. I'm assuming you're doing some sort of escrow close.
That's correct.
Okay. We typically provide...
They'll give you that information?
Not as of yet. Not as of yet, but I can CC her on that email. Did she recently change her email? Because I still have the rburrell1 at Gmail.
And that's the one that I have.
Okay. Yeah, the lender will have specific requirements, and so they'll guide us through the process. But later on this evening, I will record a little video for you to watch, and then as soon as I get an email to the loan officer or work with them and your selected title company, get you guys to closing.
You're,
I may just need you to
send me an email to give me a quote on insurance. Is that correct, or how are you packaging that?
That is correct. I'm gonna look at our top options. Have you and Rochelle look at that? Discuss amongst yourself. Decide on the best plan. But your loan officer is gonna play a critical role in the fact that they're gonna. Whatever specific details they're going to need as part of the closing process, they'd be the point of contact that we work with.
Yeah. excuse me. I just need to compare and contrast with what you're presenting to some of the other options that I have or quotes that I have, and then make a decision from there.
Of course. You strike me as a very intelligent man, so I'm sure that the options that you're looking at are also including important things like water backup coverage, coverage for underground plumbing, equipment breakdown coverage, things like that.
Roger that.
But I'm happy to answer questions for you. Based on what we've discussed thus far, what else would you like to know from me?
I'll wait and see what you present to me, and I'll probably have more questions once I look it over.
Okay. Is there anything I should need to know about the auto insurance or any of those vehicles finance? Would there be a need for any need for gap coverage?
No, all of them have titles. They're all paid for.
They're all paid for. Okay. So being that they're all paid for, does it make sense in your opinion on any of those vehicles for us to remove physical damage coverage, to have any vehicles as standalone with just liability coverage?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Okay. Expect an email from me later this evening.
Okay.
And then I look forward to helping you and Mrs. Rochelle again.
Roger that.
Thanks for the phone call. My last question, Rodney. The property that you're planning to rent out, what's the address for that property?
13908 Amberley Court.
In Bowie, Maryland, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, that's perfect. Well, sir, you've been great to chat with. Certainly appreciated your time. I won't keep you longer. I hope you enjoy your dinner with Rochelle, and you and I will be in touch very soon.
Roger that. Have a good day.
And four.
Bye.